Okay, we're holding here in Perek Ches, and this is a Perek on mitzvahs, what he calls Sibas HaMitzvahs, what makes mitzvahs mitzvahs and so on. Okay, his Ba'alacha, Ke'atera Hitziru V'Zichuch Nefesh Adam. We explained that Torah is the Zichuch of a person, U'B'Medrash, Shol Goy Echad Asher Be'echnam Zakai. The stuff that you do looks like kishuf. So all the ma'aseh paraduma look to some sort of witchcraft. Did you ever have a ruach hazazis? And it was becoming crazy. Somebody else. What do you do? So you do stuff like that. You smoke stuff and you listen to what you're saying. The same thing is true by the ruach tuma. So him you got rid of with a very silly taina. It's a muscle that doesn't really stand and so on. But what's the truth? Amalem chayechem la meis mitam la maratam elma kadosh baruch hu choy kachti zera gazati atem hashoy lava gzerosai l'siv zois chuk zater adkan. So it's really a little bit hard to understand this whole shtick over here, and he's going to try to explain what Chazal are telling us. Hine Rabbi Yechon mezaka heishav legoi ki mitzvos haTorah hem te'elos ba'atzmon. He was explaining to the goy that the to'elus lies in the mitzvah shaboy. Al derech ze sha'ama kipar adumi maveres ruach atuma. U'kemoi shechashvu k'tzas me'odom. Ka'atoira osra ma'achalos asurois. V'bnei she'molidim mezegra. V'chei nosnu tam b'dam v'chelev. U'kemoi sichlom. So Rabbi Yochanan, he was trying to explain a little bit what was the Pshat HaTorah. So he says that Rabbi Yochanan to the Goy was trying to give an explanation where you could see how it works, and let's call it physically, out of a lack of a better word. In other words, he was telling it too. It's just like you do the smoking stuff to drive away the Ruach Ra, you do this as well. Now, the understanding is that the way in which the Samimonim and the Ruach Ra and the Reach Ra works are physical. You have a ruach that possesses the person. The ruach doesn't like certain odors, doesn't like smoke. When you smoke, you put odors, it runs away. So basically, you're giving a fleshed out physical understanding to mitzvahs. And that, he says, is wrong. That's what, so Rabbi Yochanan to the goy told him that. The goy couldn't understand anything else and wouldn't understand something else. That's why he had to give him this explanation. Now, so one level of explanation of that inherently in its physical form, there's some sort of physical explanation, and I guess we could compare it bizman hazeh to somebody taking a mitzvah and giving it a psychological explanation. A type of explanation that would make sense even without the Olam HaMitzvahs. So if a person were to speak about Avelos, and speak about how wonderful Avelis is in terms of helping a person cope, a person this, person that, the other thing. It may happen to be true, but it certainly is not going to the core of what the Olam HaMitzvos is. So, let's Uperek Amalam Amuna. It says V'nitamtem bo. Tana Rabbi Shmuel Averu mitamtem libash adam shem al titamobem v'nitmesim bo. Nitmesim is chas aleph al tikr nitmesim ala v'nitamtem bohem. Harei kilo omru rak averu mitamtem libash al adam. They said the Averu is mitamtem libash adam. V'omru ka timtum azem mitzad Averu. Ki mipnei she'av ha-mitzvah asher roi l'odem mitzad ha-shanaf shem shaloi kisk mo yishamanu ulekach averu mitamtem libash al adam. Aval ein zem mitzad ha-teva shal shrotzi. Now, this point over here is the a little bit delicate. Some people understand the opposite of what we said as follows, that on the one hand, you can give mitzvahs physical meaning. It's just like the mashal, if somebody will say that wine, is kiddush helps you because there's some substances in wine that makes you healthier, that type of explanation. The other side, which it could be learned in the Maral, but I don't think it's true, is that really the mitzvahs themselves are totally inconsequential. They could have been anything. It's just the fact that you're being over at Seine Yisbarach, that is the problem. That's the other extreme. You could, reading cursorily the Rambam, the Maral, you could learn it. I don't think it's pshat at all in the Rambam, in the Maral. In other words, basically what you're saying is mitzvahs are totally, totally irrelevant. It's like you have a kid, you make some sort of treasure hunt for kids, and you take some anonymous object, the first object that comes to your some plastic toy, you hide it somewhere, and the kid that finds it gets a prize. So the plastic toy itself is totally irrelevant. It's just that the kids are doing what I told them to do and so on. I don't think it's what he says. We'll see in a minute what he says. But just reading the words, and I've heard this in general, I don't think it's true. It's more than that. So it certainly has nothing to do with the physical nature of the shrotzim. Giving a hezbo why there's something physical in the chayas and in behemoths and so on that are treif doesn't do it. And more than that, it's true that all averus do create some sort of problem. That's not the reason. And I'm going to try to, I want to come back to this afterwards also to explain this sentence. And if they aren't different for some reason, then Bal Korchot they're going to be molded a bad teva. Aval ein ze tam b'sebeheta. Shem keno is ha-teir is sefer refuah, so sefer ha-teva. If that was true, that the reason why a person should not do it is because it's murder, the teir would become a sefer refuah, so sefer ha-teva. Because she-heishe Rabbi Yechon mezake le-goy, ki mitzvah paraduma derech se, v'hi kimoi pu'ulois ha-teva oi skulum in ha-skulois, omer lo lezeh dechise bekone, kloima, ki mitzvah ha-tera derech se, avo onu, shana yoyin ki mitzvah ha-tera derech se, im kein, ma to omer lonu, v'heishu chayecha shana meis mitame vein ha-maya mitarim, pirush ke im beteva shi ha-meis mitame shi ha-maya mitarim, We'll read one more line and then I'll try to explain it more. Okay. So let's talk about this point, because this point is really the point that he's making over here. Let's give a mashal. Imagine a person has an electrical fixture in his house, and the fixture begins sputtering or giving out little sparks. So you call an electrician, he fixes it. So a childish way of looking at it would be that the problem is that the sputtering, it makes some noise, not pleasant to have the zapping sound. It's not nice to have the sparks coming out. Maybe you want it to be dark, you'd go to sleep. And therefore you fix it and so on and so forth. So this child sees everything within the world of physical metzias, the sputtering, the on and off, whatever it is, the sparks. The truth is that really we're dealing with the world of the circuit being complete, no ends. It has its own dangers, its own problems. It might, if it's sputtering and this and that, there's a bad connection. And the next step will be dark and so on and so forth. The sputtering with everything else is just the way those problems reflect themselves in this world. It's something which it has a representation in this world, but that's not the issue. Let's take another example. A person has a monitor, and there are all sorts of, you know, whenever he puts on a program, all sorts of strange marks on the monitor. So one problem is that it's not nice to look at a monitor, a lot of strange marks. But another problem is it might be, if it's not the problem of the monitor, it's a problem with the program. It's something in the computer that is adding random signals that I don't want, and that I want to get rid of. So the Olam HaRuchni is a world beyond our world. And therefore, we can shtel tzu to it, and we have an aptitude to shtel tzu to it. But it's a world that's very different than our world. And it's something that we need to develop our chush to be shayach to it. The world of mitzvahs, like we've said before, is the world of having some sort of, what's the right word for it? Being driven by those inyanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a world of mitzvahs and averis that are shayach specifically to that world of the person's nefesh. So just like a long time ago, medicine focused on the chitzonius. So if I have a cough, I'm going to look for medication that takes the cough away. If I have this or this. Today, we understand it as being an internal process, and we're dealing with the bacteria, the virus, or whatever it is. We're not dealing with the cough. The cough will come and go by mail. So the Olam HaRuchni is a world that is real. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give us mitzvahs and averis that are just whims. It's like, you know, I want you to listen to me. Here are 613 mitzvahs and averis, and not listening brings punishment. Listening, the mitzvahs themselves tap into a different world. We will find b'meila, since the worlds are aligned, and the world that is ruchni is a shoresh for a world that's gashmi, that ruchnistika in yanim will have physical ramifications. We will find that to be true. But tachlis, it's not, but lemaisa, it's not because of that. And therefore, the other person, this guy, there was no way for him to explain it other than within physical reality. His talmidim, he could explain and understand the teichin of it. So the mashal, when you have the Ramban, and we'll speak in halachas of kelayim and in kashrus and nida, and show some sort of physical inyan, or this is moile tevach zori and all that. It's because these are tangible reflections of a certain emes. Rak kikach as seder shashen zavlom chomosoi umitzar hachoik shushayach la adam hamesen tamamay mitarim. It has to do it mitzad hachoik umikach in laharach hazeh ki omek omek minzem. So this relates to a reality that be'etzim is beyond us, and b'meila thinking about it straight out is not going to give you much results. We don't have kalim within our physical world to think about these things, and therefore being mehar after it is not going to help. Ke'ena Torah tivis. Shelohoyis Torah tivis ha'izakash ve'etuvah Torah. If Torah had to reflect some physical reality, then in right, Tumah Torah, it doesn't have any real good correspondence. Aval ein zeh davar tibiklal, rak u'seda sichli, meaning it's an abstract, it's part of a world that to us is abstract. V'im kein edei v'edemeivin achoy kazeh, and so even though I don't understand it, halay Torah l'nitna rak l'tzarif habriyos. Torah is given to develop a person. And this tziruf develops a person, whether or not the person is aware of it. It has a process, it affects the person. Rakash, just like if you take a medication, you don't know how the medication works, it still works. If you train a person and in a certain way, it affects a person, even if he doesn't quite understand how it's affecting him. If a person does things that is kafi that world of sikhli that he calls, so what it does is it elevates a person where his musagim move past the physical reality and he enters a world of ruchnis reality. I want to add a point to this. The validea mitzvahs dovek besichla zeze dovek b'yisbara. It's not the pshat that if you learn hard enough, we're going to quote unquote understand chukim. It means that we will enter the world of chukim. Let's take a mashal. Imagine a person who has no understanding of aesthetics. And his whole world is physical well-being. So somebody comes to paint my house. I tell him, what's the cheapest paint you have? He says, I have this light purple that, you know, that's the cheapest paint. I say, okay. So I said, go paint. He says, that's no way. You're not going to paint your house light purple. I say, is it not healthy? No. Is it expensive? No, it's the cheapest paint. And does it last us long? No. So what's the problem? Friend says, well, it's not nice at all. What does the word not nice mean? There's no way, no matter how much I'm going to try to describe it in the physical reality that I'm aware of, there's no amount of explanation that's going to do it, because it doesn't. It's not part of that. Then let's say the person sensitizes me to aesthetics. I begin to learn about what's nice, what's not nice, colors, sex, etc. And slowly I begin to develop a chush for what's nice and what's not nice. So, and now I really think that light purple would be horrible. So the pshat is, I didn't now understand it. I now have another faculty with which to understand. I can now understand with a certain chush that I have that I didn't have before. So the world of chayik, the world of mitzvahs, are mitzar of a mezacher person, it brings him into a different world, and b'meila the person now understands things that are beyond seichel. I went to davar seichel, but they said davar yisbar. V'zeh odach siv zoyis chukas atayir v'chulu, and for amarnu, שאף אם אין ידון אותם בסיב על כל דבר דבר שנצבודם לא מוכח, מכל מוכר ידון שדבר לבטול. The one thing we can say for sure is nothing in Torah is לבטולה. Everything is as a תכלס. וכך סיד השם יש ברוך הוא חמוסי, כל נברם על ירים תחתונים. V'chein, so everything is everything in the world is not the vatola. V'chein yamitzus lomeim kach. V'vade yidana shekach noisin aseda shesida Hashem's baruch ha-teira v'chein mischai v'nei. By the way, just a very side remark. I'm always amazed how when science advances, they come to emuna. One of the tainis used to be that there's so many nevroim in the world, most of them absolutely useless or worthless. You find thousands of minim under the sea in the most harukta places, except for a museum or for National Geographic pictures, really has no tachlis. That was the wisdom. Now they've discovered that ecology and how tightly knit systems are, and if you remove one unimportant part of being, you all of a sudden get problems. And sometimes they understand where it comes from, sometimes they don't understand. But all of a sudden, the fact that the Bria is so complex and that everything is interdependent, and even though you, B'chachmas Chagdeilu, think it's not important, yes, it is important. And same thing's true with the human body. When I was growing up, the human body had a lot of pieces that were extra, kind of spare parts, given the appendix was a spare part left over by accident. The tonsils, a lot of parts and pieces, and the riot was you snip it out, person is just as healthy. True. Years later, there are areas that are problems. And I was speaking to somebody, there was an article in the New York Times, I don't know, 10 years ago or so, about that the appendix, they all of a sudden realized that it is chashev. And I told it to a doctor in NIH, a firm guy lives a big doctor, he said, you're not telling me the chidushim, I know it already a long time. And he said, it's a very critical piece. You don't die from it, but it's when you have certain infections that come in from the outside, it's a very important piece of what keeps it at bay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Gemara Shabbos, there's nothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Lirik. So we may not know the correct. It is a very correct statement that we don't understand where Allah is for, but it's there. And therefore, mitzvahs certainly have a chshivas. They're not levatola. They're not just whims. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do it and be melech for keeping it. Ve'in dovach levatola. Ve'chein chokach Hashem Yisbarach ha'odam o'isev ha'shem ha'seid hazeh j'seir Hashem Yisbarach. Dovazet tzirev z'chim ha'vashah. So what it does accomplish is it develops a person in a way that he becomes very, very sensitive to ruchnias. So as the person moves into a world that's ruchnias, he bemeles davak nakadosh baruch hu. Va'oival mitzvus hu yoytzim nasei da sichli shasem isbara. And sometimes oival the mitzvus, he breaks that. V'chol shayitzim nasei da mevilo ze ibra nefesh legamri. Bemele it creates an ibra nefesh. Well, lefikach kol mishleisim bemitzvus tamal piateva lema. If a person has a direct correlation between the meat of the chaza and the bad nature, and even though it's true, and this teva is they didn't consider the mezigra to be different than salmonella. It's a direct physical correlation. Ukilo is a teva, a teira safe and sifri fu safe a teva, chasam lemaka. Vimhoya dovic mojama haim, aroma perka kamel chulin, or bottom lane called toiv, amaraf, kasi chazir hitalem. It says that when they conquered at Israel during the war years, they could eat kadal chazir. Vim sherish ha iso, mishlomezagra, isolech malach, and if it's intrinsically bad for you, how did that change? Vachin chela, vimizgera, imkain ben pakur lama chalba muta. If chaylev is bad for you, why about because he does better get a baby maksha, matambaze, vechenim osa shchita, shleinis achse, lama tira tair ben kubla shchita, lekach enor lemekach. Ve af omnum ki emis sukalesh mezigra. It's not untrue that all these things have corresponding physical natures that are bad for us. Dobaze yimash vanashish mashinu ragamke. So it's because they have a problem, it reflects itself physically as well. It doesn't start from the bottom up. Rachin ruim la other fest said that she says Shemspa, a hikoisum, hikoisum. The family hikater, Vizer Sheftir Hashemspa for Haltis call Amim lay roy a hocker with sad Shaatarer Shemekuyum, or bottom lane called Toiv. In other words, bottom lane called Toiv is a value which supersedes the other value. So he's explaining how, why Katal Chazir is Mutter, because in the world of Ruchnius, bottom lane called Toiv is a value which supersedes the value of not eating Chaza, and Bemela it's right. And just like the Toiv would answer it, Kacha Toiv Tiroi Sekashul Hatir. So again, this is a chazal that is misinterpreted, and some people interpret this to mean there's nothing wrong with it. It's just quote unquote a whim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not what it means. Uma asa shevash mayin goizalei. Hayru b'zeh shein lemek ha-teri tivis. It's not something that is shaykh to the olam of teva that we can relate to. So it's something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser, and it is something which is emis with on the dag of chokhmaseh. Why? Bevare mitzvah shneid of time when mitzvah stockot filler mitzvah kibravei machakas neiv gzeila. Dove ze shlemek kiroi she adam yuchad meis meilu. Kim ruin l'adam. Aval mitzvah shein time yedu v'nigla. Haloi heim yeduin l'moishal shach hachom z'mas meidin gosam. Ad she kol mitzvah l'fisei asich li ruin l'adam. Kachem zakim tzav snach she yitzu for zaka. So, let's take stocka, chesed. So he says, you see also that some parts of the Olam HaMitzvahs are shaykh to us even today, meaning as follows. On a physical world, the more I grab, the more I keep for myself, the less I give away, the more I have. That's physical reality. So if I'm asking myself, what's the way to be most physically well off? Selfish. But we have already a developed sense of ruchnius to feel that there's another world. Goodness, kindness, it's a world we have some shayches to. All those mitzvahs that are shayach to that world, we have somewhat of an aptitude for it, and we can sense it. So that's why those mitzvahs, a person, like the Rambam says, a person is supposed to not say, well, I have no idea why Gzela is wrong, but it's Gzela Sakasa. Person is supposed to sense the wrong of Gzela. But the other mitzvahs, the world that we call Chukim, at the stage that we are, until that's why it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal L'Tam Paradun Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not the same type of Tam that we could translate the words that would make sense to us. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not telling us. It's that we can't understand it until we don't move on in Madrega. So it is seichel aloiki, but for us, until we get that madriga, it's chok. It's impassive. We can't break through to it. So by doing these mitzvahs, we slowly become citizens in a world of different musagim that really belong to our nefesh, and our nefesh begins to assert itself. It begins to find itself. It begins to be able to, realize itself. Even outknowing, just like art and music, I could sometimes put into words why certain things are nice and not. But even if I don't know the words and I can't put in the words, I can gain a sense and a feel for it. This parak is an extremely important parak, a very fundamental parak in understanding the world of mitzvahs, echoik, kol shach, kach brach, and so on. Any questions, points, whatever it is that you want to...
Bottom lame kol toiv. That it's yotzef seida b'schara, that it's a hefsid ruchni that is overweighed?
So it's not, I don't think it means that way, like esidokolosa say. Rather, let's take a mushal. If a father tells a child that hitting is a terrible thing, and one should never hit, and then he sees the father hit a child, you know, for chinuch or whatever it is, that's not a stira. It's because why hitting is usur is nuanced. It has a certain context because it's hurting somebody. Whereas in chinuch, you want to associate pain with certain bad things, and therefore the very thing that makes hitting wrong in some cases makes it right in some other cases. So batim leim toiv is a certain value which in context of katla de chaziri, it's adrab, it's mut in this case. Being that I don't really know what I'm talking about, I don't can go further than that. But it's not a getter of esed or halos, I say, it's in the bigger picture. If we'd have a more nuanced understanding of Chaza, in then it would work. Yes, somebody, Benjamin, I think you want to ask.
So if I'm understanding correctly, that would mean that if somebody supposed would mitzad atayra have to eat shrotzim, let's say mitzad v'chaim behem, he would have to eat shrotzim. Would that mean that it would not be metamtim?
It's interesting. I've heard this shaila before. It does say lemaisa that the chatchila, if you have a choice, you should choose something that's metamtim, not metamtim or whatever. But lechura, the answer would be yes. I mean, unless we learn the way he's saying it, the answer should be yes, correct, that it wouldn't. I mean, in certain other areas, in Moshe Yom Kippur, the Chazanish told somebody, the same Rebbeinu Shem was mitzvah to fast is mitzvah to eat. That's easier to understand. Shratzim, I know there's talk about it. And I think also in Halacha it's brought, like given a choice, that's something that the person shouldn't do. But I don't remember offhand exactly.
A similar question: does Rebbe think that his lashon is mashma that, let's say, kadosh lechaziri, that it's also during that time it's mamish lechatchila, or that's not what he's talking about? I mean, he could say that it's also dibratara connected to her at that point, like some other mefarshim say. Like, is he discussing that issue, or it's a different issue?
He's discussing on the tzad that it's not dibratara. Tibetur negates a horror, it seems more like a dhuya, not a hutra. He's assuming that it's a hutra. It's the Torah said you should go and eat v'chaltam shalai veichem. Something about it that in the context of it becomes the right thing to do. You know, in Yifas Toya, you see that the Torah really went out of its way to make life miserable for you. You have to keep it there for 30 days. You have to this or that. Even the context of the Torah Shabbat, it doesn't seem something that the Torah really approved of. It's certainly not in Torah Shabbat Peh. But here, it seems more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you're going to go in and eat everything you find. So I think that's why the morale is noted at Nipshat. We understand it also as being L'chatchila, not a B'dievet.
Someone could take, I'm just wondering, I mean, someone could have, I think others, like I think the Rambam even, others are mashma that it's negative, it's a har. Can't we take his yesod by meaning, is it mukhrach? I hear what Rabbi's saying, I'm just more asking, is it mukhrach to, you can, his yesod could be true.
No, it's not mukhrach, it's what he's saying, it's not mukhrach. You could learn it, you could put it on the same gather, that shas mukhama, shas this, you could. he seems not to be like that, but the muscle is using, you could say like that. I see we have a very large a babysitting service over here. I notice the Lavias Ataf gives Chalim V'ehem.
Okay. Is that the fact that the Maharal basically is saying that veering off the path of the Seder HaSichli has symptoms in this Olam HaGashmi?
Yes.
That's not funny how one veering in this world it's fine, just because in a different world it's not fine, it causes symptoms in a Gashmistic world.
So let's go back to the monitor and computer example. You can have problems with the monitor itself. You can have problems with the box, with the computer, and that creates the so somebody, some premier is going to come and say, ha ha, the monitor is here, the box is there. He doesn't even see the Bluetooth connection. And you're going to tell me, isn't that very funny? The monitor is 100% beseder because that box over there is having hiccups. That's where the monitor. This physical world is not a disconnect. This physical world is a very megushim dika representation, hemshech, whatever word you want to use, of a ruchnistic world. Sometimes the problem lays within that physical reality, in that strata. Sometimes it lays something else and automatically gives its sign into this world. So it's just like if somebody is crazy, sometimes it's a problem in the psychology, sometimes it's a problem in neurology. It's a chemical imbalance. And sometimes the problem is not the mind is it's not the physical brain, it's working fine. The mind is problematic. It's had its issues. So some things, depending on which strata from, that's where the issues come from.
But he mentions that by Gneva and Gazel and Kibbutz Avim, Mitzvot Tam Midua, is he saying that mitzvot we do understand, let's say anything that's Sefer Achinuch has an explanation for that we understand. Yeah. This is not going on, he's describing in the Olam HaSichli, or they're both going on?
No, so Lamashal, the Chinuch, there is value in describing things as much as we can physically, even if it's a misrepresentation, but it's or oversimplification, but it's helpful. It's helpful, first of all, doing mitzvahs and averis. If it's helpful to understand it mitzad the physical world, just like a Baal Tshuva, somebody's not from, you can explain to him why keeping Tayyus HaMishpach is valuable because it helps keep the marriage fresh and so on and so forth. We hope that once the person does the mitzvah, he enters the world of Sichli. It changes him by doing the mitzvah. If this is the bridge that he needs to get into it, So the Chinuch wrote a sefer for his son. It's helpful, but not that this is the beginning of it, not the end of it. So sometimes I'll oversimplify a child asking about going to the doctor and what the doctor's going to do. I oversimplify it because it's helpful. So that's the type of thing. So and if the person writes the time of mitzvahs is a big person, so at least we assume that the tam that he's giving lamata is reflected lamala, and we could be oimid on shrashim al yoinim from looking at his tam. We can get into it, but that's what it's meant to be.
And this is still going on under even for those. There's still this ruchnius going on underneath.
It's just like the same way. Let's take a very simple example. Everybody in the babysitting service knows. When you get a kid to learn, it comes with prizes and candies and depending on the age and so on. What are you trying to do? The goal is not that the kid should always expect lollipops when he learns. It's just that the enjoyment of the lollipop schleps him into the base medrash. Once he'll learn and have a good time at it, you hope that it's like an engine that you get to start by pushing it. So you start with some an enticement that he's shayach to, and you hope that you don't see your success in chinuch if his entire life is going to have to have lollipops to learn. But the only way to get a kid, to sit down with a kid and tell them how gewaldic learning is and how chashuv learning is, isn't that? I mean, it's a waste of time. I mean, you're not doing anything, because that itself is what the kid doesn't know. So if he himself would feel how great it is, he'd come himself. Terrence, he doesn't. So talking about it in that tone of voice and that level of explanation, not doing anything for him. Okay.
Does the Maharal agree entirely?
Rav Alta, Yaakov Alta is related to you, or we had somebody, Yaakov Alta lived here. Okay. No. He lived now. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Does the Maharal agree entirely with the Rambam's chilek between Mitzvah Shimius and Mitzvah Sichlius in terms of Ifshi Ma'aser, or could you reach a level in Mitzvah Shimius also of understanding where Ifshi would become inappropriate?
I don't know. You know, the Rambam speaks mitzad the pshutos of dvarim, and the Rambam says that Ifshi is the way he should stay in those mitzvahs. Would he agree to the Maharal that there's a deeper meaning? Kedar al darkoi. I don't know. It's interesting. I do think, though, you know, we explain how the Maharal agrees with the Rambam. But would the Rambam also subscribe to it? I don't know. I'm not sure. It doesn't really say. Okay. Good. Gutten. Just.